Good afternoon. A wide variety of weather going on across the region this afternoon with an easterly fetch off of the Atlantic Ocean. It's relatively cool with a marine layering low cloud cover across most of central and eastern New England. Breaks in the clouds in western and southern New England, but a southeasterly flow is pushing some cloud cover even into the lower Hudson Valley. In these locations, temperatures are staying a bit cooler and in the 60s, even some 50s along the immediate coast, while inland and closer to the Catskills, the greater Capital District, points north and west into central New York, temperatures are soaring through the 70s, and a lot of places once again will touch the 80-degree mark with a fair amount of sunshine. At the same time, a warm front is heading in our direction from the Pittsburgh area. That front will make steady progress our way by the latter part of the afternoon, and we could see a couple of pop-up showers and thunderstorms along with that front, particularly in the western Adirondacks, parts of the Mohawk Valley, and along the I-88 corridor in the western Catskills. These showers and thunderstorms will eventually spread to the east towards sunset and beyond, and the area has the best chance for showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight. With areas of fog developing, temperatures will be back into the lower 60s. For tomorrow, we'll be in the warm sector of air in between the warm front and cool front out to our west. As a result, temperatures will climb across the area back into the upper 70s to around 80 once again. Then as the cool front approaches during the afternoon, we'll have another chance for more scattered showers and thunderstorms. After the front passes by, big changes headed our way toward cooler weather for the middle of the week. Despite a return to sunshine on Wednesday, it'll be breezy with highs only in the lower to mid-60s. With high pressure in control, it'll be dry on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds and in the upper 60s. A reinforcing shot of cooler air will head our way Friday with another front dipping in from Canada. We run the risk of a passing shower with that front, but the temperature will be the bigger story as highs will only be in the lower 60s. This will mean a chilly start to the holiday weekend with a lot of places seeing a frost on Saturday morning. Mostly sunny skies pushing us into the mid-60s on Saturday afternoon and more sunshine and back into the lower 70s on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the southern high plains. Strong daytime heating should allow air parcels to reach their convective temperatures within an increasingly moist southeasterly low-level flow. Isolated thunderstorms will develop across the region by late afternoon within a favorably sheared environment for deep rotation and large hail as the primary threat. And freeze warnings have been issued for almost all of the Dakotas into the northwestern parts of Minnesota, with temperatures dropping into the 20s in most places by tomorrow morning. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Cross City, Florida, to a low of 21 at Sunset Crater, Arizona. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy, temperatures holding in the 60s, Boston mostly cloudy in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees, the average low, 48. The record high, 94, set in 1962, and the record low, 29, in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 5:30 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:14 p.m., 14 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds today, a shower or thunderstorm possible, primarily in the Adirondacks late this afternoon, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Cloudy with showers likely tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm with lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Cloudy with showers likely tonight, possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with a shower or thunderstorm possible, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Cloudy with showers likely tonight, maybe a thunderstorm with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, Partly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Cloudy with showers likely tonight, possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with a shower or thunderstorm possible mainly in the western parts of the area with highs in the upper 70s. Cloudy with showers likely tonight and a thunderstorm possible with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, scattered afternoon showers or thunderstorms in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and much cooler Wednesday, lower to mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 60s on Thursday. A passing shower Friday, otherwise partly sunny in the lower 60s. And mostly sunny on Saturday and Sunday, mid-60s Saturday, lower 70s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.